Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. We're live in the Lead Bunker Studio. Show's being brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, and also brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. We're going to our sports line right now, and we're welcoming Derek Seidel. You may recognize him as the head coach of the Napoleon basketball team for the boys. Derek, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be in talking to you today.
Well, we appreciate the time. I know sometimes it's not easy to squeeze us into your schedule, so we are certainly thankful for that. And I do want to congratulate you on an outstanding start to the season. Your basketball team's killing it so far.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're off to a pretty good start. The boys have been working hard. You know, they put a lot of time in last summer and this fall, you know, even getting in the gym to shoot during football season occasionally and stuff. And I think so far the hard work's been paying off, and hopefully we can keep it up here moving into conference play.
Yeah, so I've had a chance to check just a little bit of tape. I know it's just a small percentage of what you have played so far, but I was able to catch a little bit against Stockbridge when you're at Spring Arbor, and a little bit of your contest against Leslie. And it seems like you've got some shooters, you got some kids who like to run, and it's, I don't know, would it be fair to say scrappy? You just got kids who like to play defense.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. We've got a pretty deep group. Uh-huh. And that really, I think, kind of plays into the fact, or allows us to play into our depth by playing fast. So that's definitely an emphasis for us. We always say we want to try and make games into a track meet. We feel like we have good athletes. We have more depth than other teams. And plus, you know, for me as a coach, it's nice to be able to play a lot of guys. And yeah, we definitely, this year, a big point of emphasis for us has been to take more pride in defense. Some of our veteran guys have really stepped up there. I know, like, Javen Toomey Patterson's a senior for us who's having a really good year, and he really kind of leads the charge for us defensively. He's a 6'3 kid that can guard point guards, which is kind of unique.
Wow.
At the high school level, so he's really able to bother guys. And then we have Trent Jester. He's actually only a junior for us, but he's like a kind of plays at the back of our press a lot and protects the rim for us. So between those two, kind of the point of attack guy and then the guy to protect the rim, you know, that they're a good foundation for us defensively. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, all of our guys just give a ton of effort at all times. And, again, like we've kind of bought into this idea that, you know, we want to be able to play a lot of guys. So we play hard while we're out there. And then, that allows us to get fresh legs in there constantly and hopefully wear teams out. And we've been able to do that so far, I feel.
Yeah. So it looks like the biggest challenge of your season so far, you had a pretty close one, against Western. Tell us about that game.
Yeah, it was a really competitive game. We actually jumped out to a lead in the first half. I think we maybe even got up double figures at one point. And then they kind of chipped away, and I think they even took the lead for a little bit in the third quarter, and it was a dogfight from there on out. I was really proud of our guys there for you know, being able to win the game at the free throw line. I know Hartley Marvin and Zach Johnson hit some big free throws down the stretch. We were able to go on a run in the third quarter. Actually, it was early fourth quarter. We turned them over a little bit, knocked a few shots down, and then we were able to hold on. I think that was definitely a game that we, from the beginning of the year, had circled on the schedule because they're a bigger school than us. We played them this summer, and they beat us pretty bad. So we felt like that was a good test for us. And fortunately, that night, it was our night.
Now, the first game of the season, you take on Columbia Central. And I don't care what the sport is. Anytime you have Napoleon against Columbia Central, it's a rival. It could be badminton for all I care. It's a rivalry game between Napoleon and Columbia Central. And you guys came out with a win. That had, I know that felt good.
Oh, no doubt. It definitely did. I'm new to the area. Mm-hmm. This is only my second year at Napoleon, so the rivalry is new to me. And that was actually my first introduction because we didn't get to play them a year ago. So I definitely got a feel for how that is. The crowd was great that night. Our student section definitely helped us with it being a home game, and they had a nice student section too. So it was a great atmosphere for a high school game. And it was really a grinded-out contest all the way through. And with it being the first game of the year too, you know, there's always those first game jitters. So I was glad to see us be able to fight through that. And again, we hit some big shots down the stretch. I think if I remember correctly, that was Hartley Marvin had a huge three late in the game. I think it was a two-point game, and that three kind of gave us the breathing room we needed to hold on at the end.
You mentioned, well, you kind of hit on one thing I really wanted to talk about just a little bit. You mentioned how this year Columbia was your first game. You've been coaching for 2 years now. Just kind of, you know, hits on how weird last year was. I can't imagine starting a head coaching gig and having to deal with all the pandemic stuff that we dealt with last year. And we're still dealing with it to an extent this year, but at least we're able to have a full schedule, or at least we're able to have somewhat of a regular season this year. I mean, if you could just compare and contrast what it was like last year as your first year and what the kids are dealing with this year.
Yeah, it really is crazy. And I mean, honestly, it goes all the way back to the summer. You know, for basketball season, you know, obviously we get the spotlight a little bit in the winter time.
Yeah.
But really, it all starts in the summer, especially as a new coach, being able to come in and get a summer program going to kind of just establish the culture and your system of play for the season. We weren't able to do that a year ago. All we were allowed to do was have outdoor workouts. So we're on behind our elementary school, EB Elementary. There's got a couple hoops for recess out there. So we were out there doing workouts in the summer. That was all we were allowed a year ago heading into the season, and then we didn't even get to start practicing until, you know, I think it was almost February at that time. To be honest with you, I actually was just coming off COVID. I missed the 10 days right before our first game a year ago. So it was wild. Wow. to do that, too, where, you know, I hadn't been at practice in a week and a half, and my assistants fortunately were able to carry on without me, and the guys did a great job. And you know, I was coming back like, you know, a brand new guy again for that first game. They hadn't seen me in a while. So yeah, the stories from that year are crazy. I hope that we can be done with the COVID stuff soon. But our guys did an outstanding job of just adapting on the fly, and we ended up having a good year a year ago. And we graduated only two seniors from a year ago. I think that's really helped us this year. We have nine returning players from a year ago. We have six seniors on our roster this year. We're kind of comfortable with each other now at this point, since we're kind of after last season, this summer, and now, you know, early in this year, we're all on the same page right now. And I think that's definitely helping with our success now. And I think the kids deserve a lot of credit for being able to learn really quickly. Like you said, I mean, we didn't have a lot to get going with it.
Yeah. You talked about some of the kids already, as far as their play and specific games. But, I mean, just highlight, if you could, for us, some of the leaders that you have on your team and what they bring, the value that they have for Pirate basketball.
Yeah, for sure. I think it really starts for us with our seniors. You know, we've got six seniors, like I mentioned. We don't really name captains, but you know, I think if you had asked any of our guys, our top leaders in the program are probably Hartley Marvin and Javen Toomey Patterson. They're both experienced players, but they really handle their business on and off the floor. They kind of just represent what we want to be as a program, both in their play, in the classroom, in the community, and everything. Our other seniors, Zach Johnson, Jason Negus, John Barnard, and Kyler Reason, all do the same. Again, they all carry themselves the right way. They go about their business the way that we need them to, and they come in and they compete on a daily basis with one another in practice, and it helps us get ready on the floor. We also have some, like I said, some experienced guys that are younger as well that do a good job of leading when they can, and then they're also good followers. It's always good to be able to listen to your teammates and stuff. And I think the guys do a good job across the board of working together as a group. And yeah, I think it's definitely a huge piece of what we've got going right now, is that I think the guys like being around each other, and that makes it a lot easier to get through the season.
We're talking with Derek Seidel. He is the head coach of the Napoleon Basketball Pirates. Coming up this week, we're going to be airing this contest on our sister station, News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. You've got a game against Addison. What do you need to do to come out with a win against the Panthers?
Yeah, I think you know, it's the formula for us is kind of the same, I think, as it has been recently. We're going to try to play fast, try and push the pace. Get up and down the floor and kind of play our style. I think we've kind of established that. We like to Like I mentioned previously, we like to play a lot of guys and get up and down the floor. The kids enjoy playing that way. Looking at Addison, I think that they're much improved from a year ago. I don't know that their record necessarily shows it yet. Obviously, it's still early in the season, but they have some good players with some experience. They return a lot of the guys from a year ago, and they clearly improved some. And they have a really good athletic program across the board. Obviously, they're really well known for their football program in Addison, and they'll be, I'm sure they'll be physical with us. They have some big kids on Thursday, so we're excited, but we'll be ready to go, and hopefully we can. Like I said, just get the play moving, get it going up and down, and I think we'll be able to have a good contest with them.
I've had a chance to talk with a lot of coaches since we started the show in August, and everyone says it's always one game at a time. It's always one game, which I think is like the default answer for every coach. But and we talked a little bit about this before we went on the air here. You know, looking at your schedule, you've got Napoleon, which is sitting there at 5-0 right now, and you have Vandercook, which is sitting there at 5-0 right now. You mentioned how you guys are meeting up next week, so I know I know it's one game at a time. I know that's what you're going to say, but I know you've got that circled on your calendar for next week too.
There's no doubt about it. We do have it circled on our calendar, and we definitely make sure that we take things one at a time. Like you mentioned, it is standard coach speak there to say that. But yeah, that should be a great contest. They've had a really good start to the season. I've obviously watched some film and watched them play a little bit. They were at the same event as us back in December out at Olivet College. So I got to see them play there some. They have a ton of really good guards that can really shoot the three. So that should be a heck of a contest. I think we've got a little more size than them. They got probably a little more quickness in shooting so far, so it should be a good matchup. Obviously, it's at their place, which makes it tough. It's a tough place to play at Vandercook, but we'll be ready. We'll be excited to get that shot. I think that could be a major game in the Cascades race, without a doubt. I mean, there's no way you can talk about the Cascades race and not at least mention Michigan Center and Hanover, because those two have been the top two teams in the league for a while. So obviously, that's not the deciding factor, but I do think it will be a key game, especially early in the conference season.
Yeah. You know, for me, basketball, and I look back at my days of being on the basketball team in high school, and you know, it hasn't changed much the way the format is all rolled out. It always seemed like it's just really tough coming back from the Christmas break. Even though there are some tournaments and you still try to stay active during Christmas, it's still a break. What do you do to make sure that the team is still, I mean, they're still with you, that they didn't lose anything during the break?
Yeah, it's definitely tricky. And there's a lot of different ways you can go about it. I mean, you got to kind of balance that ability to get some rest for the guys with also staying sharp. We fortunately, like you mentioned, we had a game. It was just a single event over at Spring Arbor where we played Stockbridge on the I believe it was the 29th for us. So that was helpful. So we had some practice leading up to that, and the guys, I got to give them credit. They feel like we've got a really good group and we can have some success. So they really bought into things, and nobody missed the practice over break.
Yeah.
We had a couple shoot arounds or whatever that weren't required that guys missed. But overall, everyone's been bought in and coming to practice and staying in shape. So I haven't had to worry about it too much, fortunately. But there's no doubt that it can be a lull. Really, we kind of looked at it as an opportunity to really try and improve as a team. And like you mentioned, some teams maybe took more time off than us, so we're hoping that we can come out of this a better team. We can use it as a way to kind of springboard us into the next couple weeks as we start to play really two games a week from here on out.
It's just such a weird time because it's like you're just starting to get your groove, and then bam, there's a stop there. Oh, let's come back. Now we're going to get into our league play. It's just such a weird break, such a weird time, but we're talking with Derek Seidel. He's the head coach of Napoleon basketball. And before we wrap things up, Derek, what goals did you have in mind for this season? At the end of the season, when you get to the end of the season, when you look back at it, what do you look at as being a successful season for you and your kids?
To be honest, I really try and stick with a process-oriented thinking with this. And I know this is kind of a Again, maybe not the answer everyone wants to hear, but I just hope that we can be the best team that we're capable of being. So we can continue to improve throughout the year. We can look at film or at stats or just at the way we practice from the beginning of the year to the end, and we can say that we clearly improved in these areas. Hopefully our kids can say that I clearly improved, you know, in these areas, whether it's shooting, finishing, ball handling, their defense, their just basketball IQ. That's really, in my personal opinion, what I like to look at. I think we've made good steps here in the first 2 months of the season, and obviously we have a few more months to go. So I personally like to look at that. To be honest with you, as our guys and stuff, and me as well, when we talk, we do put the conference title out there and the district title out there as things that we hope to achieve. But those are such hard things to get. So I just find you don't want to put everything in that boat. But I'd be lying if I said we weren't shooting for that. But I think we've had a successful start to the year, and hopefully we can keep building. And then if we take care of our own business and we are the best team we can be by the end, I like our chances in the conference and in the district as well.
Well, Derek, as always, man, we appreciate the time. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join us. Good luck coming up this Thursday at Addison, and we're looking forward to marking your success throughout the season, too.
Awesome. Thank you for having me on.
Have a wonderful day. We'll talk with you soon.
Yep, you too.
This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.